The Texas House passed Representative Dennis Bonin's bill HB 32 on property tax administration and reform. Bonin is Strauss chairman of Ways and Means, and while his HB 32 does some very good things, it is so timid that it doesn't approach anything that can be honestly called meaningful reform. The good of the bill is that it changes the terminology for the revenue-neutral effective rate to the no-new revenue tax rate. It does the same for the maintenance and operations, or M&O tax rate, making it the no-new revenue maintenance and operations rate. Based on the ignorance and unconcern I've experienced from members of the media, I would say that this terminology change might improve truthfulness in reporting, but it's not assured. It would have been better had the change focused more on the taxpayer than on the taxing entity, calling it the no tax increase rate. Revenue is how the government sees the figure. Outgo, a tax, is how the one paying sees it. HB 32 has some important structural changes for appraisal boards, taxpayer protest procedures, and taxpayer notifications. Many of the most important board changes apply only to counties of 1 million population and more. Many other changes apply only to counties of 120,000 or more. Bonin's HB 32 is fine, but only as far as it goes. It does nothing to address the rapid growth of the local property tax burden and does nothing to put more control in the hands of Texas taxpayers. If HB 32 is all the House does on property tax reform, voters should consider carefully the return of any incumbent, with a particularly wary eye to any who has been a member of Team Strauss. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.